Yo.
Thank you.
Hello? Yo. Right. Yo. What? I'm getting some bullshit here. Yo.
Okay.
When it doesn't work.
Shut up. Okay. Now we got some echo. Not too much, but enough. Okay, you little fucking degenerate nerd. No kidding.
Yo, you fucking nigger. We went like this. Hey nigger, we see you.
We're gonna get you, nigga.
I'll do a Black Sabbath call for you guys.
Do you guys want to go up to the roof and drink that booze, or what you want to do?
Hey, Eric. You want to drink the booze on the roof, or what?
Drink the fucking booze already.
What the fuck do you think, you moron?
Go for it.
You're drunk, bro.
You're always drunk, you Pollock. He's like, you know, that's like the spastic attack he gets every now and then. No, he knows I'm fucking with him. I fuck with his mother, so he knows I'm fucking with him.
I walk and I go, out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was fucking. So how was she? Sit. Serious. Say Ian. Because I take shot at your mother's cunt juice.
Sit. Yo, man, you get a fucking bottle of fucking booze.
What you think, motherfucker? Ian, you're on. You're on the air.
You're on Taz the Cabra, boy. Speak up.
It's me here. This is you. Yo, hang out. I want.
That's what I say.
That's what Ian says. And today's date is who the fuck cares. So I'll see you guys later. One more sweet leaf, and we'll finish with this.
Ready?
Okay. And now for the awards presentation. Dave wins Spastic of the Year, Ian wins Bodacious Moron of the Year, and Eric wins Loud House Bastard of the Year. And Martin wins Insulting Bastard of the Year.
Legendary guitar heroes, Johnny Winter and Jorma Kaukonen, together Friday, February 21st. tickets now at the Beacon Theater and all Ticketron outlets.
Don't miss Guitar Heroes, Johnny Winter and Jorma Kalkinen, tomorrow night at the Beacon Theater. To charge tickets, call 944-9300. That's 944-9300.
Some people like their orange juice smooth and simple.
Warning, recent study shows that the marijuana compound THC contains
more than 430 separate chemical compounds. Research shows damage to every biological system. Adolescents do not have the quality of personality to resist addiction and can quickly lose control. Help make it safe to be a teenager. Support kids of Bergen County, Box 4407, River Edge, New Jersey, 07661. For more information, call 1-800-342-KIDS. That's 1-800. Mr. Frank Zappa. And what's this song called again?
Frogs with Dirty Little Lips. That's from Mike in Queens.
Yeah,
Mike.
We
couldn't find any live stuff.
Yeah, we couldn't find any live Zappa, so we got a regular Zappa. But I wanted to ask you a question about this. Okay. I'm asking a lot of people.
Well, go ahead.
What do you think about this move by, or what is that thing? It's the House to censor the lyrics on records, and Zappa was there. And
now, how to set up an interview and use it successfully.
You're on the area, and you don't know anyone from Adam in this organization, but you say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a job in marketing. Maybe I should find out who the vice president of marketing is or the director of marketing. I would like to write to him or her directly. And you call up, and you could use any technique from, hi, I'm going to graduate school, and I'm doing a marketing survey, and we're targeting certain executives to whom we'd like to send questionnaires. Could I have the name of your director of marketing, please? And most often, 99% of the time, you'll get that name. It's nothing clandestine on the part of the organization that they're not going to give you the name. So these gimmicks are okay, but you have to follow on every communication, whether it be a phone call, the letter followed by a phone call, or, as we recommend very often, that the person show up in person and announce his or her name, have a business card if you've got one, have the name of someone that you would like to see prepared already, and try to set up an appointment if you can. If you cannot see that target individual at that moment, try to set up an appointment for sometime in the not-too-distant future. Doing this enough will tend to wipe away the nervousness that many people have and the fear of rejection. You know, they walk up to a receptionist and they say, gee, you know, I'm looking for a job, and right away the receptionist is programmed to say, well, I'm sorry, there's a freeze on, or we have no jobs. We'll send you an application, maybe. there's ways to get around that.
Or I'll take that application and put it
sure.
in my desk.
Exactly. Better, I'd like to see Mr. Graham, please. Oh, well, he's not available. Do you have an appointment? No, I was in the area. I'd like to talk to him about making a contribution to his organization in terms of my skills and abilities. I'd been meaning to write to him, but since I was in the neighborhood, I thought I'd stop in and see him. Do you think an appointment can be set up in the next couple of days? Don't be afraid to try this. This is a more entrepreneurial approach, and most often, managers in particular, who get the message that you were there asking for them, like this type of approach. They figure, well, if you had enough initiative to come here to my organization, maybe you're the kind of person we'd like to have work here. I might just see you in the very near future.
Let's say we've gotten an interview by mm-hmm. hook, by crook, or whatever.
Sure. What I've done is devised a method of interviewing, which I've coined the ICP method, and ICP stands for Impress, Convince, and Persuade. The interview is broken down into those three stages, the impressing stage, the convincing stage, and the persuading stage. And this is the way an individual should approach all interviews for no matter what kind of job. Well, before you can engage in these stages, you must have some sense of preparation. Know something about the organization to which you're applying, something about what they do, what product they make, what service they provide, what their structure is like, how many people do they have working for them, how many different locations are they situated in. After you are armed with some knowledge of the organization, it doesn't have to be too much in depth, but enough to show that you've had enough concern and interest to make an exploration preliminarily, then what you should do is take a look at the parameters I just mentioned. What am I going to have to do to get the employer to make a positive decision about me? In other words, to make the job offer to me. That's what I'm looking for. That's the bottom line. Well, the impressing stage amounts to, how am I supposed to look? What type of image am I to project? My grooming, choice of clothes, choice of ornamentation or jewelry. I have to look the part for the job. I have to know what the environment accepts as agreeable to itself in terms of my working there with other people.
So if you were going to be interviewed, let's say, for an advertising firm, mm-hmm. you might dress differently than if you were going to be interviewed at a bank.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. There are different codes of dress for different environments. And I've done a lot of experimentation like this on all the interviews I've been on. Many of those interviews not really caring about the job, but just trying to find out what was in the interviewer's mind in terms of how he or she perceived me. The first 5 minutes of the interview is what we call that impressing stage, where you are to project the kind of image which hopefully will have a very positive impact on the interviewer. If in that first 5 minutes you score a number of pluses, you get a lot of green lights, you can tell by the interviewer's facial expression and tone of voice and just the way that interviewer comes across to you that he or she is taken by you, you're on the right track and you really started off to a good interview. Chances are very good you're going to get through the rest of it fine. From the very first words you say in those 5 minutes, you're being judged. Whether the communication is very light in reference to, well, tell me something, Joe, how'd you get here today? Was the train on time? Oh, we're having miserable weather, aren't we? The interviewer is trying to find out the manner of articulation you're expressing. How does your voice sound? Do you sound nervous? Do you sound reticent or introverted? Are you outgoing type? All of these things. And they make judgments on that. They make the judgment whether to pursue the interview seriously with you or not based upon that. If you clear that, the next stage, which is the most crucial, is what's called the convincing stage, which can go anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes of the interview. Now, we're assuming now that an interview on the average is 60 minutes, 1 hour. That stage is where you talk about why you're there, what you're looking for, what you have done, what you think you can do for the employer, what you know pertaining to the job, how you did certain things in your past experience and that you'd like to do more of the same, how good you are. In this convincing stage, you are trying to convince the employer that you're correct for the job and correct for the organization. In this stage, I've developed a technique called the presentation. You should have worked out in advance a presentation that is 5 minutes or so along the way of this second part of the interview, talking about all of these things you've done, promoting yourself, giving reason to be there. It's very effective because it sets the interview tone the way you want it to go, especially when you're convinced about things you've done, you have a lot of confidence in yourself, and you can feel free and easy about talking about facts, accomplishments. Once you have convinced the employer, and usually you find this out by the way he or she is looking at you and the comments they make, and if they're very taken by you, they very often say, I'm impressed, Mary, with a lot of the things you've done. I think you'd work out very well in this organization. Next, you must go to the persuading stage, and that's the wrap-up in the interview. That's at the very end. Most interviewees lose a job or don't get an offer because they do not ask for it, in a sense. They do not make the overture to continue the pursuit. They should do this in the persuading stage. If the interviewer says, well, Jack, you know, I learned a lot about you in this interview, and you told me a lot of good things you did for your previous organization. I'm impressed. Do you have any questions for me? Now, of course, certain questions should be asked about nothing pertaining to salary or benefits or anything like that on the first interview, but rather regarding where the organization would like to go, how it would like to utilize you, a career path for the program that you might be in, and all of that. But you must follow with this. You must say something like, Mr. Graham, you know, I'm very much impressed by what you had to say about this job in this organization, and I feel more confident now than ever that I think I can make a substantial contribution and that we have a match of my skills and abilities to what your needs are. Where do we go from here? I'd like to interview with someone else or take a look at the department I'd be working in. Where shall we take it from here? When can I come back again?
Is that a little forward?
No, I know you might think that, Anne, and a lot of people regard that as being forward, but it isn't. It's showing your enthusiasm and that you're really interested in them. Employers want you to be interested in them as much as they are interested in you. They want a match. They're not going to extend an offer to someone who is wishy-washy, who really doesn't seem like he or she is interested in the job, who is sort of indifferent. Because don't forget, they're investing money in you, they're investing time, and they want to see dividends from that investment. Today, employers are taking much more deliberation in their decision to hire, because in the past two decades, they've made a lot of poor decisions. People have left jobs much before their time, before they would become productive to give return to that organization. In light of the salaries paid and the training time and money that was expended. So employers are scrutinizing applicants much more. They are saying, in effect, please reduce my fear of risk. Please reduce my apprehension and dispel my doubts about you. If you can do that in the interview, then I'm going to go with you as my best bet, and I will extend an offer to you. And that's what it's really about. It's reducing the employer's fear of risk. If you can do that successfully, the chances are very great that you'll be made a job offer.
Words to the wise, the wicked, and those of us who need a job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was John Arteezy, director of the Career Services Center of Adelphi University. At this time, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to WXRK in New York, and my name is Ann Tripp.
Okay. You idiot. All right. Yo. You asshole. What? Hey, you fucking schmuck. What do you think I mean, you anus? What? Yo, man, your mother's a dyke. What? I told you what, you dumb fuck. Your mother's sick. Yo. 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 Looks like that nigger's asking for trouble. Coon. Spear chucker. Spook face. Cotton picker. You fucking spear chucker. You nigger. Your mother cleans the deck of my yacht. My dick is the only horn your mama plays with. Well, I'll step outside with yours. Yo, I'll fight your black ass. Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you what's up. I'll show you what's up. Yeah, yo, man, you ready? Die, nigger. Thanks a lot. Yo, die. Yeah? Yo. 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 Okay. Yo. Your mother's a slime. You're a slime. You. You? Oh, shit. Missed my cue. All right. Hey. Yo. 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 Yo, yourself. What, do you have a fucking mental disorder? Yo. Yo, 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 yo. Shut up, you. You're a dick, man. Yo, if you say yo one more time, I'm gonna kill you. All right, then. Okay. Yo, watch out, man.
New York, we have to know which is number one, Big Mac or Chicken McNuggets?
Chicken McNuggets. Chicken McNuggets. Chicken McNuggets.
Chicken McFucking Nuggets.
Chicken McFucking Nuggets. Chicken fucking McNuggets, chicken fucking McNuggets, and fucking chicken McNuggets. Yo, man, yourself. And who you calling a dipo? Your mother's a slime-ass bastard. Fucking your own mother sucks your cunt. Your dick sucks your own father. You're an asshole, you pulling that New Hampshire one. Yo, you heard me. I called you a faggot asshole. Didn't you hear me? You dumb fuck. Yeah, pig. You should try it. You yo, man. Yeah, I should kill your ass. What are you, retarded? You stupid ass white. Sit. Yo, watch your language, nigga. You know, watch your language, nigga. Yo, your mother be sucking. Yo, you just heard me talk about your mama. You dumb nigga. Yo, you is one dumb nigga. You fucking cotton picking spear chucker, Sid. I'll be smacking your ass in the face. Yeah, your mother's a loaf of bread, fucking faggot. Yo, you want to step outside, buddy? I just offered that ungestion. Go ahead and say something. Go ahead. Yeah, your fucking father steps with my dick in her mouth. Your fucking great-grandmother be... Yo, man, I suck on your fucking teeth. Yo, man, I will. Yo, I is... That's not how you spell asshole. It is not. Yo, I'm gonna tell you how to do a lot more than spell. You heard me, you... Yeah, well, I would be your father, but the dog beat me over the fence. Yo, the fence in your backyard. Now, you still want to step outside? Sid, fucking smack your black ass. Yeah, I'll step outside with your ass, you dumb fucking slimeball. Sid, yo, I should smack you in the face twice. Yo. Get the fuck out of here before you get hurt, man. Yo, get out of here. Get out of here, man. Yo, get that nigga out of here. Your fucking great-grandfather. Your great-granddaddy. You dumb fuck. Oh, your slap-happy grandmappy. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, man, that's pretty. Yo, how'd you do that shit? That nigga got thrown out of this room. Hey, that shit's pretty funny. Hey, get that stupid. Hey, get out of here, you nigga, you dumb little fuck. Hey, get the fuck. Yeah, you slime. Hey, yeah, me. Who do you think? You. Yes. You. You! Okay, shut up, you dumb fuck.
I'm going to go to the next one. What?